Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Political Risk: How Businesses and Organizations Can Anticipate Global Insecurity is a non-fiction business and international affairs book that examines how political forces increasingly shape corporate and organizational outcomes. Drawing on the perspectives of former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Stanford scholar Amy B. Zegard, with Grace Angela Henry credited in editions such as the audiobook. The book explains political risk as the likelihood that political actions or instability will materially affect operations, strategy, or profitability. Its central purpose is practical: to help leaders move political risk from an afterthought to a disciplined part of planning, investment, and crisis preparation. The authors argue that political risk is no longer confined to a few regulated or extractive industries in faraway markets. Instead, it now touches technology, finance, retail, higher education, and nonprofits, driven by nationalism, policy volatility, polarization, and rapid information flows. The book emphasizes anticipating disruption, building organizational resilience, and making better decisions under uncertainty. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining political risk for a wider set of organizations. A core contribution of the book is clarifying what political risk is and why it has broadened. Rather than treating politics as background noise, the authors define political risk as the probability that political actions will significantly affect an organization. That framing matters because it shifts attention from dramatic events alone, such as coups or wars, to day-to-day political decisions that can be just as consequential, including regulatory changes, sanctions, trade restrictions, industrial policy, and enforcement priorities. The book also stresses that political risk is not limited to companies operating in frontier markets. As supply chains globalize and markets become interconnected, policy choices in major economies can cascade across industries and borders. For many leaders, the relevant question becomes not whether political risk exists, but where it sits in the business model: revenue exposure, critical inputs, data and technology dependencies, brand reputation, or access to capital. By expanding the category beyond traditional country risk, the authors encourage executives, investors, and institutional leaders to build political awareness into strategy, not only into compliance or crisis response. Secondly, a more complex risk landscape with more actors and faster escalation. The book highlights that the political environment has become harder to read because power and influence are more diffuse and events move faster. Governments remain central, but political outcomes are increasingly shaped by additional actors, including local officials, courts, regulators, activists, media ecosystems, and digitally networked publics. This creates a risk landscape where a decision in one jurisdiction can trigger responses elsewhere, and where reputational and policy consequences can rise quickly. The authors emphasize that organizations must watch both formal institutions and informal dynamics, such as public sentiment and political narratives, because these forces can alter the operating environment even without immediate legal changes. The growing role of social media and rapid information diffusion complicates traditional corporate playbooks, which often assume slower cycles for issue emergence and response. In this setting, political risk management becomes less about predicting a single event and more about understanding pathways of escalation and contagion. Leaders need to ask how issues might spread across borders, how stakeholders might mobilize, and how a company might become a symbol in broader political debates. The book's lens encourages systematic monitoring and scenario thinking rather than reliance on intuition or last-minute reactions. Thirdly, integrating political analysis into strategy and governance. A recurring theme is that many organizations treat political risk as someone else's job, typically legal, compliance, or public affairs, which leaves strategic decisions underinformed. The book argues for integrating political analysis into core management processes: market entry, mergers and acquisitions, major capital investments, supply chain design, and technology partnerships. This does not mean turning executives into diplomats. It means building routines and governance structures that force political assumptions into the open and test them. The authors encourage leaders to ask structured questions about exposure: which policies or political actors can disrupt key cash flows, what dependencies create leverage over the organization, and what early warning indicators would signal deterioration. They also emphasize board and senior leadership engagement, because political risk often involves trade-offs that cannot be solved at lower levels, such as exiting a market, altering product strategy, or accepting short-term costs for long-term resilience. By embedding political considerations into strategy reviews and risk committees, organizations reduce the chance that political shocks will be treated as unforeseeable. The broader message is that political risk management is a leadership responsibility and a competitive capability, not a niche specialty. Fourthly, practical frameworks for anticipating disruption and making decisions under uncertainty, the book is positioned as a tools-oriented guide, focusing on methods that help organizations anticipate political disruption without pretending to forecast perfectly. It encourages disciplined approaches such as scenario planning, stress testing, and identifying signposts that can trigger predetermined responses. Instead of building a single forecast, leaders are urged to map a small set of plausible futures that capture the key political uncertainties relevant to their business. For example, shifts in trade policy, changes in regulatory enforcement, or geopolitical rivalry affecting technology and investment. The value of this approach is not prediction, but preparedness, clarifying what decisions would be robust across multiple outcomes and where the organization needs flexibility. The authors also stress the importance of distinguishing between risks an organization can influence and those it must adapt to. That perspective helps allocate resources to mitigation strategies such as diversification, contractual protections, supply chain redundancy, and crisis communications planning. Throughout, the emphasis remains on actionable analysis. Identify what could change, how it would affect the business model, and what options exist before pressure rises. This decision-centric framing makes political risk management more operational and less abstract. Lastly, building resilience capabilities, culture, and partnerships. Beyond frameworks, the book underscores the organizational capabilities required to manage political risk consistently. Resilience depends on information flow, incentives, and culture, whether employees surface uncomfortable signals, whether leaders reward candor, and whether the organization learns from near misses as well as from crises. The authors point to the need for cross-functional collaboration, because political risk rarely stays in one silo. A regulatory shift can become a supply chain disruption, a security issue, a talent challenge, and a reputational test at the same time. Effective response, therefore, requires coordination among strategy, operations, security, legal, communications, and regional teams. The book also highlights the role of external relationships and partnerships, including engagement with governments, industry groups, and local stakeholders. While recognizing that such engagement must be ethical, transparent, and aligned with organizational values, for many organizations, resilience includes understanding how their own actions shape political risk, for example, through public positions, data practices, or labor policies that can attract political attention. The central idea is that political risk is not managed only by watching the world. It is managed by building an organization that can adapt quickly, protect critical functions, and make coherent choices when politics changes the rules. This book is best suited for executives, board members, entrepreneurs, investors, risk professionals, and public affairs leaders who need a clearer way to think about how politics affects strategy and operations. It is also a strong fit for MBA students and readers interested in the intersection of global affairs and business decision-making. The practical benefit is a shift from reactive crisis management to anticipatory planning, learning to define political risk precisely, identify exposures in the business model, and use structured methods like scenarios and signposts to prepare for disruption. Intellectually, the book helps readers understand why political risk has expanded across industries and why it now involves more actors, faster feedback loops, and greater reputational stakes than many traditional country risk approaches assume, compared with many books that focus mainly on geopolitics or on compliance checklists. Political risk stands out for treating political uncertainty as a management problem with organizational solutions. It connects high-level geopolitical change to the internal routines that shape corporate readiness, from governance and incentives to decision processes and resilience planning. Readers should come away better able to ask the right questions early, allocate attention to the most material vulnerabilities, and make strategic choices that remain durable amid global insecurity. If you would like to support Grace Angela Henry, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.